You are listening to UPRN, United Public Radio Network, coming to you live on 105.3 right up to 107.7 FM from the beautiful city of New Orleans. UPRNTalkRadio.com.
Hi, folks. Good evening. Welcome to the show. I do believe already, yes, Susan, two Susans, Susan Menard. Hi, Susan. Lovely to speak to you. Hope you're well. Thank you so very much for being here tonight. And, of course, my darling Susan Vinicum. How are you, Susan? I just want to make sure you guys can hear me okay. I do believe that we're there we go. We're hearing it now live and proud. Good to see you guys. Thanks very much for being here tonight and welcome to the show. Before I start, I want to say a huge, huge thank you to everybody for your kind support on Thursday night and, well, every night, every day and every night since. Thank you so very much. It was scary, to say the very, very least. Let's put it this way. Doctors were looking at Johanna and going, how are you alive? It was really scary, to say the very, very least. Dawn, good evening, Dawn, sweetheart. Lovely to see you. Facebook user, I don't know who you are, but thank you for being here. But so come out of Facebook, go into YouTube. And in the search bar at the top of YouTube, just type in Paul Francis Medium. Boom. You'll come straight back to the show and it will give us your ID and we'll be able to see who you are. And I'll be able to say hi to you on a one-to-one basis. But thank you very much for being here nonetheless. Appreciate it. Loretta Lewis has joined us. Good evening, darling. And it's good to see you, you too, as always. Suzanne says, I'm well, thank you. Suzanne, that's a fantastic thing to hear. I'm glad you're well. Julie Sharp says, hi. Hope Johanna is the best she can be. Lots of love and prayers. Thank you so very, very much. Jojo Walsh says, hi to Paul and to Johanna. Lynn says, hi. We can hear you, love. Ronnie. Ramona or Ronnie to her friends. Hope Johanna's feeling better. Hi, Paul. Hi, Ronnie. Lovely to see you too. Mary Erickson says, hi, Paul and everyone. Liked and shared that. Thank you, Mary. Liked. Don't forget to like the show. If you're listening and watching to me tonight on YouTube, like the show, please. Don't forget to share it though. That's equally important. Suzanne Minert says, a dear person to me is very ill. Hi to assist messages from above. I will get around to that shortly, Suzanne, when I've finished saying hi to everybody when they come into the room. Another one say, hey, Paul, sending lots of love to you and your family from Facebook user again. And Facebook is so messed up at the minute that they're not playing the game with everybody. It's all tech that's doing it now, artificial intelligence, AI. And so they're just cutting everybody off, you know, and it's like, you know, people who are watching the show on Facebook are getting, I think it's about 15 minutes and boom, off, you're being cut off. So it's not a good place to watch it. That's why I'm ushering everybody to come across to YouTube. Roger, my dear brother in Arms is here tonight. Roger, good to see you. Good to see you, brother. We're here. Roger and Faye, my darling, darling pals. Thank you so much. Richard says, hi, Paul. Hope your wife is doing better now. She's in the living room and it's a massive, what's the right word here? Lifestyle change, kind of. Yeah, yeah. Lifestyle change. Right, I'll give you guys all a heads up shortly when I just kind of finish saying hi to everybody. Hi, it's moving so fast, right on. Hi, it's Sarah Louisa. Hello, Sarah Louisa. So weird that it doesn't show who it is anymore. No, come out of there, Sarah. Come out of Facebook altogether. Out. Come right out. Go into YouTube and in the search bar type in Paul Francis Medium and it'll bring you straight back. Or go to my Facebook chat. Channel page, whatever you want to call it, and there's a link on there. In fact, what I'm going to do is I'm going to just go look at it with the magic of computers. I can go boom, look at all that, and that is the link to go onto YouTube. So if you're watching me on Facebook, come out of click on those links I've just literally put up, and boom, you'll be able to go there. Right, so Mary Erickson says, we'll keep sending prayers, healing strength to Joanna. Please do. We greatly, greatly, greatly appreciate it. Glad to see your wife is doing better. And to you, of course, thank you so very much. Once again, another Facebook user whom I'd love to say hi to, but unfortunately, it doesn't tell me who you are. Suzanne Domakovitz. Suzanne, I hope I got your name right, by the way. Suzanne Domakovitz. What a beautiful name. Welcome to the show. Kathy Hanley says, hi, Paul. Love your new puppies. Yes. See, with a negative, has to be a positive. And the positive, we had two new little fellas join our family. Well, when I say little fellas, I mean little in the terms of their age. They're 8 weeks old and they are already bigger than our 12-year-old miniature schnauzer. And well, there's a picture of me that Johanna took of me with, which was Shadow. Yeah, with me, Shadow, sitting on my arms. It's a beautiful picture, and that's been put up. So we've got Shadow and Storm. But Shadow, he looks like a wolf, hence his nickname, Wolfie. But they're beautiful, and they're already bringing loads of joy to the family. Holly doesn't know kind of how to make it. Kind of, she's like, what the hell are you? You know, so she's kind of like a little bit reserved, as in, this is my kingdom, right? You two, pay attention. So she's kind of like strutting her like this. You're in my house. This is my house. So it's fun. It's fun to watch. Hi, Paul. I hope your wife is well, sending lots of prayers. Emma Lorimer. Emma, thank you very, very much. Like I said, I'll tell you guys, everybody, what's going on momentarily. Leona McAvoy says, I'm here. Sorry, Leona, didn't never be sorry. The fact that you made the effort, the very fact that you're taking out your time to be on this show to watch me, I am mega grateful. Thank you. And I genuinely mean that. Thank you. Don Haddam says, oh, she's talking to her. Trudy, I've tried, but Bookface just won't kick me off, so you're stuck with me. Well, come and click those links that I put above, Trudy. They're up there. Oh my goodness, Susan, you spelled it, I said her name right, cool. And you're watching me from Egypt tonight, wow. Do you know that somewhere that is on my bucket list to go? I have a bucket list, and that bucket list is to climb the pyramid just as dawn is coming up. So that's something I've always wanted to do. I really, really wanted to do that. Faye says, hi, darling Paul. Good to see you, Faye. As always, it's an absolute pleasure to see you. Thank you so very, very much. Now, basically, before I've kind of, it's been an absolute madhouse since Thursday when Johanna fell ill, and she hadn't been feeling great sort of like for about, I don't know, 6 or 7 days prior. Now we know why. Well, let's put it this way, my dear friends, my wife Johanna's blood pressure was 216. Yes, 216. And the doctors are looking at her going, how is it possible you're sitting here? So she was really, 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 really ill. And then her blood sugars were through the roof as well. So after 2 days of being in hospital, they really now figured out that actually she has type 2 diabetes. So when I said there's a whole change of lifestyle, there is a change of lifestyle. So we've had to literally go into the cupboards of our kitchen and our pantry and go out. So I'm a chef, as some of you guys know. And so tonight I cooked her salmon, fresh salmon, with a duxelle of Mediterranean vegetables, potatoes, and some green and white vegetables, which would be broccoli and cauliflower. And so she's in there at the moment, and that's gently, sort of, shall we say, layered in a garlic butter. So she's in there enjoying that at the moment. Then she's got her feet up and she's like, oh my gosh, this is lovely. So she's there enjoying it. Oh, Suzanne says it's forbidden to climb the pyramids. I never knew that. A pal of mine was brought up the pyramids, actually. So maybe it's down to who you know, but a pal of mine was actually brought up the pyramids. So that's why that's where I got the idea from. It doesn't. I can understand if you're not allowed to climb the pyramids because they're so very old and so very, very fragile. I would have thought at this time in our lives. Well, it's okay, but I still want to be there. I still want to get there. Yeah, I'm in envy of you, Suzanne, being in there. Your wife has an amazing family and lots to live for. And I'll pray that she gets better. Says Leona. Bless your heart. Appreciate that very, very much. Now, one of you kind and loving people asked me a question a little bit earlier. Let me just go back up through the chats to see who that was. Oh, here we go. It was Suzanne Menard. She says, a dear person to me is very ill. How to assist messages from above? So, Suzanne, I'd like to be able to help you with that particular question. So I need you to sort of give me more of an idea of what you mean by that question, how to assist in messages from above. I'm not too sure what you mean by that. So if you want to let me know again exactly what it is, what you want me to answer, I'll very, very happily answer it for you. Such a relief to have a solution for Johanna. Wow. It still is scary because we're still in that stage, Dawn, where we're trying to find how much she needs every morning. You know, how much I've got to do. I have to do all the blood tests on her. I have to do all of the what do you call that serum you got to give her? What's that stuff you give diabetics? Insulin. So the insulin specialist nurses and doctors are trying to figure out exactly how much she needs and when she needs it. Does she just need it in the morning? Does she need it in the morning and the evening? So we're at that stage at the minute where we're trying to find out exactly what's going on. Anyway, listen, I want to say hi to everybody. So as you very well know, we are coming to you live on the UPRN network. That's the United Public Radio Network. Coming to you on 105.3, right up to 107.7 from the beautiful city of New Orleans. If you're listening to us today on FM radio, then welcome to the show. If you're listening to us in your car, be careful, pay attention to the road. And then if you get an opportunity to pull in, come and join the show on YouTube. Now, I was listening to the station's, they had a meeting at the weekend. I couldn't attend for obvious reasons, so I watched the recording of it, and we are going out in 40 countries around the world. So you are listening to me tonight in 40 countries around the world. Big proportion of people are listening to us in London. So all of the people in London, good evening, welcome to you guys, and especially all the people in London, because I'm just down the road from you in Cornwall. A lot of people in London go, oh, I want to go to Cornwall. And a lot of people in Cornwall go, oh, I want to go to London. So it's amazing that the links of people flying back and forth to London every day here from Cornwall. So if you're listening to us in the UK, anywhere in Ireland and anywhere in the GMT, that's Greenwich Mean Time, in that band of time, welcome. Good evening. Welcome to the show. If you're listening to us in the United States, good morning and good afternoon. And if you're listening to us in Australia, why are you awake? Kathy says to me, I went through that with my husband, Kathy. Wow, it's really nuts. I can't sleep. And I'm going to be honest with you guys, just can't sleep. I fear my sister will soon pass. Okay, Suzanne, let's have a look at that for you, my love. I fear my sister will soon pass. Is someone waiting? Right, okay. Suzanne, first and foremost, may I say thank you. Thank you for having the courage to come and talk to us. It clearly is an extreme time for you and your family. Uniquely enough, it's not an extreme time really for your sister. I know that's going to sound probably controversial, but trust me, as someone who has literally died twice, my whole memory of the NDE near-death experience was not of fear. None of it. The first time and the second time. And the second time I could see myself. I could actually see my body and still no fear. So I'm gonna share what I know through experience as and having actually been there. So she will actually be, if she's getting close to the time when she's gonna, and please understand, Suzanne, every spirit energy that I've ever encountered through my 35 years of work have all said to me, we go home. So after 35 years of doing this work, I realized that we're the ones that are away. We're actually, and the best way I figured this out over this time is we're at university, we're at college, we're learning. Okay. And when we've learned those lessons, all the lessons and we've done all the examinations we need to achieve our diplomas and our, you know, rite of passage, we get the opportunity to go home. Now, when we go home, what I've got to share with you now, Suzanne, when we go home, all of the physical ailments that we're observing here and now. So what you're watching your beautiful sister go through is it doesn't translate to spirit. So whatever she's suffering from right now physically won't go with her. It will stay with the physical being, and she will pass into the other side of life with her family. Now, her friends and family who are probably making themselves known to her now, okay? So you may find, and I'm talking to Susan, I'm talking to everybody, those people who have worked in, sort of elderly homes and places like that have witnessed a lot of the people who stayed in the homes and people who are patients and so on and so forth. They start communicating with people not in the room, or they'll start fixating their focus and energies on certain areas in the room that nobody seems to be there. To us, to you and me and Joe Bloggs, nobody is there. But to the person who's getting prepared to cross over, the family and friends are greeting them. The reason they do that is to help the transition heal. It's to help that transition become a lot less stressful. So you may find, Suzanne, that she becomes quite calm, and you may find that she is starting to not worry about the ailments, okay? But it's a good thing. It really, really is, because, I mean, that being said, there are instances where a lot of people who don't want to cross and they hang on to the bitter end. My dad was one of those. He didn't want to, he wasn't ready. He was going to go when he decided, not when, you know, the great spirit decided, hey, Pat, and my dad's name was Patrick, and or Paddy for short. So, and he was saying, like, hey, Paddy, time to come home. And my dad was going, I've got a couple of football matches I want to watch first, and then I'll be over. All right, give me a wee break. So the concept is, Suzanne, that her family will definitely be around her, and they will help in her transition to crossing to the other side of life. I do hope that helps you, my sweetheart. Kathy says chemo and radiation causes havoc to the organs. It does, but Kathy. Oh yeah, no, Johanna did. she did have radiation treatment on one of the cancer. She had cancer in four places in her body, and one of those places had radiation treatment. But she's on a very new treatment, which is designed in training the body to fight cancer. Yeah, it's really quite cool, quite innovative, actually. My husband has, I think you left the H off there. My husband has insulin each week, and it's not nice giving them. It's just grateful to be able to see the help them after a stroke. Well, Johanna has insulin every single morning. So, well, since last week. You were right about the special man coming into my life. Just want you to know if mom approves. Sarah Moore, my sweetheart, darling. Let me just bring that up on the screen so everybody can watch. So Sarah, in a reading, I had shared with her that, you know, she wasn't going to be alone. She had somebody else to come into her life. And, you know, our friends and family in spirit don't want to see us by ourselves. They don't want to see us lonely, sad, and grieving. Oh, that's the last thing they want. Okay. So you were right about that special man coming into my life. Just want to know if mom approves. It's likely, very, very likely, Sarah, that mom was involved in making it happen. Alrighty. So imagine you're in spirit now, and not just Sarah, all y'all. Imagine you're in spirit and you're looking down at your loved one, your daughter, your son, your husband, your wife, whomever. And you have an opportunity to alleviate their suffering, their loneliness, their sadness, their pain of losing a loved one, you know, husband, wife, so on and so forth. You have that opportunity, whether or not that person's crossed or divorce is the kind of the concept, you're going to make that opportunity happen because you want to see your loved one smile again. You want to see your loved one loved and cared for as they should be. So it's very likely that she and other members of your family in spirit would be involved in getting you guys to meet in the first place. Then it's down to you guys because they can't change anything else. Alrighty. So it's very likely, very, very likely that she would be involved, and very, very likely that other members of your family. I keep getting an older male. So it's either mom's dad or dad's dad, but there's an older male that kind of comes around you, and he's more involved with who would be, you know, who'd be the right person to come along. So I kind of get this fatherly figure, and I keep seeing in my mind's eye the scene in Bad Boys 2 when the lad comes to pick up, you know, his daughter to take her to prom, and the two guys start on him. So I'm seeing that scene in Bad Boys 2. You want to take my daughter out? You know, that kind of thing. So he's more kind of like, let me just look at this guy first. You know, let's not make things happen just yet. Let me just check this out. But I kind of get the feeling the tick of approval's already happened. There's a Jonathan John Joe. I'm getting like that sound. Jack, Joe, John, Joe. There's a J or G sounding name. Sarah, and they want me to talk eight. They keep saying eight. So either they want me to acknowledge the eighth of a month, or they want me to acknowledge the eighth month being August as being significant. Alrighty. It's important to understand, Sarah, that this is big. I'm getting this like big flags behind this. Situations and issues of the past have no relevance to the future. Please remember that. It's vital. Okay. Situations of the past. Knocked the mic over. Situations of the past, times gone by, have no relevance to the future. Because they don't. We learn the lessons from situations of the past, but as you carry the situation and put it in front of you every time, you're just creating issues where there's none really there. Alrighty. So I'm being told to tell you it's really important that you let go of the past and embrace a good future. Alrighty? Hopefully that helps. Oh my goodness, you sausage. I made him chase me, she says. Well, you little tease, you. Definitely loved and cared for. We are getting married next year. And we also met at a church, probably my granddad, Charlie. Gotcha. There you go. August next year, we're getting married. There you go. They're around you. They're letting you know. We know what's going on. Yes. The very fact that they give me the month. There you go. They know what's going on. Jackie Gunyon. Jackie. These are working separate to this today. All righty. Gindon? Is that it? Jackie Gindon? Jackie, will my sister meet with her daughter in heaven? Absolutely. I don't even have to think about that. I do not have to think about that. Our friends and family who are in spirit, especially a daughter, will be there to help cross over to mom and vice versa. A mom would help cross over a daughter, or a dad would help cross over a daughter, and a daughter would help cross over a dad. So that kind of thing. But our close family and friends are absolutely not, you don't have to wait to find them. They're going to be there waiting for them. Okay. And they'll be there patiently. And when your sister is ready to cross, she will cross genteelly, and she will cross in the arms of all of the people that she had to mourn in her life. So all of the people, imagine what that must be like. All of the people that we here as humans deem we've lost, they're there about to help you cross over to eternity, a crossover to a place of absolute perfection, love, passion, where there's no sickness, there's no pain, and you're going to be with everybody you thought you lost. Imagine what that's going to be like, you know? So they will be there, Jackie, and they will help her on her transition. Hope that helps you. Julie Evans says, doubt will have, if I, I will have, so I'll just bring it up so I can see it. Julie Evans says, doubt if I will get married again. Never doubt, my darling. Never doubt. Why would you want not to have love in your life? It's just, hey, when you're ready, you're ready. And when it's right, it's right. And if you want to get married to the person that you're absolutely head over heels in love with, fantastic. If you want to live with them for the rest of your days and be together all through all eternity, fantastic. But you're not going to be without love. That much I can assure you. Sarah Moore says, I get that 100%. Oh, you can tell they're around me. Look, I'm getting an itchy nose. Thank you, Paul. Bless you. Thank you, Sarah. Greatly appreciated. Paul, my dad, so my daughter. Joe, I'm not understanding what you're writing. Paul, my dad, so my daughter, when he was passing, do other members of our family and friends meet up with you in the afterlife? Well, I've just answered that question. The answer is yes. They all help you cross over. So, wow. Richard says, "Hey, Paul, what is a light worker's on this planet?" Richard, I'm not too sure what you're asking me there, my friend. Rejiggle that. Have a wee look at what you're trying to ask me, and I'll gladly help you. But I'm not too sure what you're saying. What is a light worker's on this planet? So maybe you've left out a wee part of that and mix that into a different question. But have a wee look at that again, buddy. More than happy to answer. Got love, but die married. May live together. Don't want to be without love and lots in our family. Yes, listen, when you're happy and ready, when you want to, you it'll happen. Don't you worry about that. It's all good for you. It's all good. May Gagne. How do I pronounce your surname? May Gagne? Is it Gagne? May Gagne, welcome to the show. Lovely to see you. Right, welcome. Everybody's got money. So Leona says, Paul, When will things start getting better for my kids, my lifestyle and living arrangements? The kids are split up at the moment, not by my choice, and I'm so hurt. Not something I want to happen, but it has to. Well, at the end of the day, Leona, see, the thing about spirit is, spirit will, our friends and family in spirit are very eager for us to be happy and settled and connected. That's vital. But there's another realm that we don't tend to use as much as we should, and that's the angelic realm, okay? The angelic realm love helping you. They love it. It's kind of like their pastime. It's kind of what they're here for. So, Leona, it is just sit quietly, close your eyes with a cup of tea in your hand and visualize the angelic realm, the angels, and just say to them, I really, really need your help. Please help me sort the situation out. But when you do that, it's vital you allow it to happen. Okay. A lot of people go, oh, listen, oh, my angels, can you help me with abundance? And then they clear off and they go, every time something the angels put something in front of them, they ignore it. Okay. Because they're too used to not having abundance that they think when abundance comes along, it can't be for them. So open your mind, your heart, and your situation into being helped, Leona, and it will help. Now, there's something that I teach a lot. Okay. Ganya. Okay, that's cool. May, welcome to the show. Something I teach a lot, and a lot of people do take it on board, and a lot of people listen to it and understand it, but don't take it on board. And that is, if it's to be, it's up to me. If it's to be, it's up to me. So basically, whatever we want in life is available for us to learn and understand and take and have. But it's up to us to be able to make that happen. It's up to us to make the decisions to put this situation in the order that we want it. Okay? Spirit are around to help us, but they're not here to live our lives for us. Is it going to happen? Yes. Will it happen without you putting effort into it? No. That's a God's truth answer. It'll happen, but you have to be motivated and make it happen. And they will help you whilst you're motivated to make it happen. But if you think it's going to happen just by sitting back, it's not going to happen. Alrighty. But the thing of the matter is, kids should never be separated. That's the high and the low of that. But it's time to making sure that the environment is safe for them to be all together. And that's where, if it's to be, it's up to me, comes into play. You can do it, Leona. I'm being made feel everything is complete. I'm being made feel that everything connects. And I'm being made feel of a change. So that change that I'm seeing is a for sale sign. So there's either a shift in your home, i.e. moving home, or there's a shift in something that affects your life in a way, like a new job or a new business or a new business coming in, but something that's going to affect your life in a very, very positive way. So that's where they're looping everything like that and saying complete. Okay. So yes, Leona, things are going to happen for you, but there really, really has to be energy inputted by you. Alrighty. Okay, so where are we? Okay, whose question? All right, okay, let's go on down. Okay. Anybody want to tell me what that is? So, no idea. I was told I'm a light worker. Oh, right. Okay. What's a light worker do on this? Well, okay. Right. To answer your query, Richard, there is no real direct answer to your question. Okay. A light worker is someone who works for the benefit of spirit and the benefit of others. So, that can be absolutely anything, literally, okay? For an example, it could be somebody who's not even a psychic medium, but runs a spiritual church. It could be somebody who works purely with crystals. It could be somebody who works in the field of, say, Wiccan, or and goes into that element of healing, where they bring healing to the earth and bring healing to the humans and the animals on it. Or it can go on. There's a plethora or a rainbow of situations that falls under the heading of light workers. So basically, a light worker is someone who works for the benefit of spirit and mankind, and of course, Mother Earth, including nature. So that's what a light worker is. In essence, we're all light workers, in essence, because anybody who doesn't want to work for the benefit of other people or the benefit of making themselves better, that in order that will help others later, is a narcissist. So well, there's plenty of those about, you know, tend to be in, they tend to work in government. But anyway, so it's really, Richard, down to associating what it is that you want to do. What is it that you really, really want to do? If you want to be, for an example, a psychic, my advice is to you is to get involved with a circle or a school or a group that are, you know, basically in focus of getting yourselves trained and motivated to becoming and developing your psychic skills. And then translating on to mediumship from there, not directly to mediumship. Okay. I'm an absolute total avid believer that you need to develop yourself physically first, and physically has a connection to psychic, because we feel, you know, that's the essence, is we feel. And that's when you'll hear me say, for example, in the middle of a reading, oh, they're making me feel. Okay, that's a psychic ability. And it's important that you have that lockdown and inclusive of psychic self-defense before you start working in the realm of mediumship and spirit. Alrighty. So I do hope that helps you, right? But it's a good question. Thank you for being here. Speaking of narcissistic, Julie says, my last partner had a narcissistic personality. He fell for the charm and had suffered a lot of emotional and physical abuse. Not again. Once again, my darling, what in that did you learn? Okay, and not the narcissism or the negativity. Don't think of the negative things that happened specifically, but what did you learn from that? In the darkest moments of our lives, there are still things to learn. Okay, so it's important we carry the lesson forward. Okay, but forget the past. Leave it, because it can't be changed. It's literally anything that has happened is past and cannot be changed. Okay, it's the lesson we learn from that situation that helps us grow and be motivated for a future change. Okay, so let go of the past, my darling Julie, because the future is absolutely open. It's a new book with blank pages, and you can have whatever you want. Okay, I often sort of liken it to, I often say to people, okay, when's the last time you fell over and grazed your knee? And people look at me like, what? Okay, it's a simple question. Do you know what? I'm going to ask you right now. Everybody listening to me tonight, all y'all, even on FM radio, if you're listening to me tonight, think about this for a moment. When was the last time you fell over and you grazed your knee and maybe your hands as you fell? When was the last time? So if you're driving your car, don't take your eyes off the road. That's important, or you'll be grazing it very quickly. When was the last time you fell over and grazed your knee and, you know, your hands maybe? So think about that for a moment. So your people go, I remember exactly when I did it. In fact, I nearly did it yesterday when one of the pups ran in between my legs and I nearly went head first into a wall. Luckily, I saved myself. But anyway, so the second part of that question is this: which was worse, the actual grazing of your knee or the feeling stupid? Which actually do you think of as worse? You know, the bit where you fell and grazed your knee, or the feeling stupid. Okay. So everybody, I know pretty much everybody's going to go for the feeling stupid, you know. Oh, you know, I fell on the street or I fell in front of people and I felt like an idiot, you know that. Well, that's called the lesson. We carry that. We remember that lesson. We think to ourselves, oh, I fell over and I felt like an idiot. I'm not going to do that again. That's the lesson. Okay. We don't carry the fall and the graze with us. We just carry the lesson. And that's the same situation in life. No matter how deep or dark it was, it's not that now. Carry what you learned forward and use that to help you create a better future, not hinder you from having a better future. All right? My darling Dawn says, oh, by the way, Dawn, I'd like to say this. Those glasses, out of here. Cool. Look at those love heart glasses on Dawn. She's looking so sharp today. I'm saying, yo. Everybody listening to me in the UK and London are going, okay, maybe it's too hot in Cornwall today. My daughter had better be there waiting for me, she says. She visits me often. Getting a hug from her is a feeling, not physical hug, but an emotional hug, yes. And they truly, they never truly go anywhere. That's very, very true. And they can let you know that they're around you in multiples of ways. Now, Dawn is very, you know, she's very, very linked into the physicality of psychic connection. So her beautiful daughter will be able to let her know by making her feel like a virtual hug, if you want to call it. That's a good way. Actually, that's a pretty good way of describing it. But there are multiples of other ways that they will let you know they're around. For an example, scent. They'll make a scent happen. And you may think, oh my goodness, that smells like my daughter's perfume or my son's aftershave or whatever the case may be. Or that smell, oh my God, that smells like my dad's cigars or my grandfather's pipe. You get where I'm going. It can even go into something like, oh, you smell that bacon, reminds me of my grandmother. And that's why it's there. So to let you know they're around you. So they can do it through smell, sight, sound, touch, taste, and outside agencies such as music. So you might get into your car, you switch on your car, and the radio comes on, boom, out comes the song that you were going, oh my God, that's not a coincidence. You had to be in the car at that moment to hear that song at that moment. That's a connection. So you can be absolutely assured she's going to be there, Dawn, 100%. May Ganya. May, that's a cool name and it sounds so beautiful. Welcome to the show. Vanessa May's in the house. Vanessa, hi, darling. Welcome to the show. Good to see you. Love my peaceful nice, isn't it? Says Julie Evans. Good. Good on you, girl. Puffin says, good evening, Paul. My dad passed away today after a long illness. Darling, I'm so very, very sorry to hear that. I have no doubt that he's in a better where he is, and he looked so peaceful after he passed. They are peaceful after they pass, and the reason why they look peaceful after they pass is because they're no longer in that struggle. They're no longer in that, I want to stay here for my family, but I want to go to my family. Okay, they've made that decision, and you can tell when they've crossed because it's kind of like all the weight is lifted off their shoulders. That's amazing. Thank you for having the courage to come and share that with us tonight, darling. Thank you. Our love and strength and community spirit is going to be with you and your family now. Our prayers, our angels, and our friends and family and spirit will be coming around to help you guys now. The only thing I can say to you right now is be with your family. That's the only thing I can tell you right now. That would be the right thing for any good psychic medium to share with you. Be with your family. There is no psychic or medium can cure what you're going through. Not even me. But I will tell you this, the best place to be is with your family now. And it's going to be difficult. And don't let anybody tell you different, okay? Don't let anybody tell you, oh, you know, everything gets better with time. No, it doesn't. crap. My mom passed 25 years ago, and it still feels like she passed last week. What we do is we get used to their crossing. We get used to that pain. But as we've been talking about tonight, it's really, really important to understand, Puffins, my darling, that it's only the physical that is shut down. He himself is renewed. He is, oh my gosh. If I say to you 43, that must be something specific. Alrighty? 43. And that must be the height of when he was happy most. Look that up. Why am I being given 43? And there's either a Kevin, Catherine, Kieran name to be connected here as well. But when I give off names, everybody, not just Puffin, everybody, when I give off names, it does not necessarily mean this person has crossed over. It means who they are, who's with them, or please say hi to. Alrighty. So it's important to understand that when they give names off, it is either who I'm talking to, who's with them, or they want me to acknowledge somebody here with a name. But there's a C or K name they want me to acknowledge. And they tell me to talk about November as being significant, or the 11th is being significant. Okay. And the name Peter is being shouted. Whoever's trying to talk to me, or whoever is connecting with me, keeps bringing up the fishing as being significant, okay? Like fishing rods and fishing in the lakes and rivers and seas. But the fishing is significant here, okay? Happy, happy, happy. I keep hearing that. Happy, happy, happy. Happy, happy, happy. Like that. Do you know a song? Yeah, you guys know a song. I don't know who performed it. It goes, one more time. One more time. I keep hearing it rolling off in my head. One more time. That keeps rolling and rolling in the back of my head. Just remember I've said that already. Something significant about that. Puffins, my darling, I will be at your back and call if you just want to chat. Alrighty. And I'll be happy to answer any questions you want. If I can help you in any way, more than willing to do that. Our love, prayers, strength, and angels with you and your family right now as you go through this sad time. Everybody's saying sorry, and they're sending you their love, Puffins, so as they, I have no doubt they will be. Tina has joined us. Good evening, Tina, my darling. Thank you very much for being here, my sweetheart. Angie says, will my podcast be successful? Angie, do you want it to be successful? Do you want it? Because what we get, we only get back what we put in. Alrighty? And what I will say to you this is, if you want your podcast to be successful, make it your way. Make it your how you want it. Alrighty? There is a million psychic mediums doing stuff like this all over the world. But there's only one Paul Francis doing it. Alrighty. And I don't do it like anybody else. I kind of want one of my shows to be more about communication, more about education. And I could have just sat down here and done reading after reading after reading. And how many times do you guys want to hear, oh, I've got your grandmother coming through, oh, I've got your mom coming through, oh, I've got your dad coming through. And they're saying they're fine. They're happy. You know, everything's good. That's not, I don't believe that that's what this should be about. It's about education. It's about understanding and talking about the process of what we go through. Eliminating the fear of death. That's my sole guidance, to eliminate the fear of death and to promote the self-development of human beings. I don't believe in races of any kind. I don't believe in this black race or this white race or this red race or the yellow race, any of that rubbish crap. There's only one race, and it's called the human race. Okay. So it's kind of like my whole empathy has gone down the Zen route. The more that we understand that the energies of the earth and everything connected to the earth, i.e. that's the waters, the trees, the grasses, the wind, the birds, the animals, the fish in the sea, we're all connected. We are all one. We are all connected as one. Okay. We are one energy. We are connected to the one. Okay. And we're all connected to each other, because in every single person, when you're walking up a street, Johanna says to me, "You're a people watcher, aren't you?" And I said, "Yeah, yeah, I kind of like, and I look at people and I go, think, I wonder what's happening in your life. You know, I wonder, are you happy? You know, I wonder, is there a goal you want to achieve? You know, and I love watching that, because I know that what connects me to that person who I've never met on a one-to-one basis, that one thing that connects me is we both have spirit. We both connected at the spirit level, at an energy level, spirit. So with that in mind, I've got a tendency to let go of the stresses, the worries, and the aches and pains, and try and focus on things of that nature. And when Johanna's, you know, ill and she's dying and she becomes very, very sad, I then try to infuse her with comedy and try and infuse her with good food, you know, and make sure she totally understands she's absolutely loved. So with those three ingredients, it's kind of up to her to really think, right, you know what, I'm going to beat this illness. If I had a wand that I could wave over her and make all the cancers and all the stresses and all the pains go, oh my God, in a heartbeat. I ask the angels to do that, and I invite you guys to send your healing, because that never goes amiss. It really, really helps. If I could fix it, I would. But so I just do what I can. Okay. What I don't do is I don't allow guilt to take any part of my life. And that's something I will share with you guys. I don't allow guilt in. And people can shout and scream at you, and all they want to do is make you feel guilty for a decision you've made. And guilt is never a win. You can never win on guilt. And I've now eliminated from my life. And do you know what? Wow. Hugely better. It's true what you're saying, says Emma. Let me bring it up on the screen because it's easier to read up here. It's true what you're saying, because I have everything great happening for me in life since taking your advice. Emma, thank you very, very much. But as much as I'm thanking you very much for that compliment, and that's exactly what I'm going to take on board, I want to thank you for acting on what information I gave to you, because it happened because you made it happen, my darling, because you got up and you went, you know what, I'm going to make this happen. You made it happen. Well done, you. Alrighty? Take the kudos for that. Well done. And guess what? That's only the start. You got tons more great things coming. Loads more great things. Okay? Something about fashion is going to happen around you, by the way. Something with a fashion connection. Alrighty? And it's exciting. I feel exciting about it. Alrighty? So, but there's something that has a wee connection to fashion that is really, I feel like, woohoo! You know, I feel like that. Oh, you got some great things ahead. May says, Paul, sometimes when I drive, I feel like I go through a vortex and I feel like I'm being lifted up. Okay. A bit dangerous when you're driving. Now, interesting. That's kind of interesting, because I've got two answers to that. Okay. Number one is there's an electronic field around you that's causing this. Okay. Because I'm very, very feet in the air, on the ground kind of a guy. Very feet on the ground kind of a guy. So is there something electronic that's causing this feeling, right? That's associating itself and making you feel like, you know, you're being lifted. Or the second side of it is paranormal. So I teach people all over the world, okay? It's called normal, then paranormal, okay? Para meaning beyond normality. So always go normal first. Don't jump immediately to paranormal, okay? Go normal. What's causing this? Do I have something that's affecting my inner ear that's giving me that ooh feeling, okay? Which could well be the case, by the way. Or is this something that's electronic around me that's being over-exaggerated that's giving me that ooh feeling already? So once you've eliminated what it might be, you're left with what it could be. Okay, so we then go to paranormal. Okay, now The reason why I'm going to say that to you, May, is one of the cases that is still being spoken about today of where abduction was the case, and abduction being with our friends from off of this planet, is their time didn't link up. Okay, they realized that it took them 2 hours longer to get home than it should have, and there was pieces missing out of their memory that really they couldn't figure out, and there was physical evidence, i.e. ripped dresses and stuff. So it's, if you go to the paranormal, you got to figure out, what area of paranormal do I look at? Do I look at being abducted? Do I look like I've been, or do I feel like I've been lifted out of here? And one of the ways they find out about their abduction was through hypnosis. Okay, that was a really cool thing. So, May, my advice to you is figure out why you're feeling like you're going through a vortex, why you're feeling like you're being lifted. First of all, find out, do you have a physical ailment that's causing this and causing an inner ear problem? Then look around the mobile concept. Is it a car, truck, plane, boat, whatever? Is there something there that's causing this? Like, is there gas leaking into the car? Is there an electronic scenario that's causing a vortex feeling? Once you have eliminated the possible, you can then look at the probable. Alrighty? But it's cool. I like that idea. And keep me appraised on what's happening. I'm really, really interested. Dawn says, I've been told I'm a light worker and given all sorts of labels to up to and including an angel. Oh, God, yeah, but which angel? I avoid all and any labels. Well, a light worker isn't really a label per se. It's like I was saying, it's more of a genre, really. It's again, a light worker is more, yeah, it's more of a genre. Do you know what I mean? So, for example, people that work in the catering business, okay, they work in the catering business. They could be a barman. They could be somebody who works in, you know, tidying the rooms. They could be a chef. They could be in multitudes of different areas, but they work in the catering business. Okay, do you follow me? So when you become a light worker, it's kind of more of a genre, really, rather than a label per se. But I know where you are, and I'm not too sure about the angel bit. Or, you know, I love you. Shani's just joined us. Good evening, Paul. I hope your wife is recovering well. She's in the other room. I made her a lovely plate of food, and she's chomping down on fresh, beautiful salmon made with the Mediterranean vegetables and so on and so forth. And she's, well, she was munching away when I finished it. So welcome to the show, Shani. Anyway, good to see you, my darling. And thank you for asking about Johanna. I appreciate it. Subscribe to your YouTube channel, but can't work out how to comment. Well, you are commenting here. Or you're commenting on here. When you go, you obviously just go into the live. So go back onto my YouTube channel, go into the live, okay? Click on the live and you'll see the show. You'll see my emblem, the hands. Click on that and it'll come straight back into the show. All right? Or if you follow where we are here, right in here, if you go back over to the chat room and scroll up, you'll see the links. Click on there and it'll bring you straight back. All right? Julie Evans has been told I'm an earth angel. Sounds good to me. Nothing wrong with that at all, you earth angel, you. Once again. Suzanne says, thank you so very much, Paul. Your messages really help. Do I have a direct message from my mother? Well, the messages would be how the direct messages can... I'd love to be able to say... And I would be lying if I said I can go directly and get a message from your mother. And I'm 100% confident in telling you that's a lie. Alrighty. I open myself up to how they want to communicate, and I deliver the information that they give to me to deliver to you. I don't restructure it. I don't twist and stretch it to make it feel good. And as John Edwards said to me, Paul, you're the mailman. Deliver the mail. Don't read it. Just deliver it. Just switching on the light. I've noticed I'm getting dark in the background there. So you're the mailman. Deliver the mail. Don't read it. Just deliver it. Okay. And I deliver the mail. So what you want to be looking, Suzanne, is really into whatever I'm sharing with you. Look into it and let it flow through you and pick the messages out of it. Funny. But always, I always say stay tuned, because I don't know who's going to come through, when they're going to come through, and how I'm going to deliver it. But just be sure that I'm going to deliver it. May says, I feel I am gifted in many, many ways. I bet you are. Which ones make you happy, though? Which ones make you happy? Richard Dearden says, thanks. You're welcome, Richard. Julie says, I learn a lot, Paul. Strong now. And he tried to wear me down. And yes, new book, new freedom. Good on you, girl. Go for it. My Facebook user says, I always love your wisdom, Paul. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. I wish I could see who you are. Really, really do. Thank you, Paul. They're putting me on a transfer list. Ah, there you go. Not sure if it will happen. Well, I've told you that there is a for sale sign around you, which means to me change of home or change of work or change of job, but whatever the change is positive. Now, also told you that you need to be focused on getting where it is you want to be, and you're already stopping yourself. Okay. The universe listens to you. Okay. The universe, if you say, hey, I want to move, I really, really want a new home, the universe goes, okay. And then you go, but I'm not sure if it'll ever happen. You know, the universe goes, okay. Okay. Not sure it'll ever happen. That's a way of saying it's not going to happen. And the universe goes, okay. I want to move. I want to have a beautiful house. I want to have my entire family together, and I want to be happy. I want to be financially viable, and I want a beautiful life. And the universe will go, okay. And do not follow it up with, but I know it's not going to happen. Because that's what your thinking process is now. You need to eliminate that from your life. You need to sit down tonight, look at the universe, look at the stars in the sky, and go, I want this. And then be absolutely convinced, without shadow of doubt, that it's going to happen. But then you got to give yourself a time frame of when it's going to happen. So I'm not going to tell you what that time frame is. That's up to you. Alrighty. So eliminate negativity or negative thinking from your whole system. All right. And you need to do that. Dawn said, talking about when she fell over. Can't remember if it was drug. Yeah, everybody's going into the feeding shoe. But that, I asked that question ages ago. Just goes to show you how much I've been prattling on. So give me a second, ladies and gentlemen, off the earth, and I'll be right back after this message.
You are listening to UPRN, United Public Radio Network, coming to you live on 105.3 right up to 107.7 FM from the beautiful city of New Orleans. UPRNTalkRadio.com.
There we go. You are listening to me on UPRNTalkRadio.com, and we're halfway through the show already. I've only got 25 minutes left. I mean, that was an hour. Boom. Like that. Whoosh. Wow. Let's have a look who's come and joined us. Righty then. Thank you, Paul. Sarah says, off to bed now. School run tomorrow. Take care. And thank you for that. You're welcome. And have a wonderful night time in bed, because when I'm done here, I've got the school run in the mornings, and I'm going to be going in and chatting, checking with Joe and doing the bits and pieces I need to do and getting the dog sorted out. Probably take the littlest dog out for a quick walk because the babies can't come out yet because they haven't got the vaccinations. Then I'm going to go to bed, and I'm going to be asleep before I hit the pillow. Leona says, guilty is what I was made feel when I cried and cried for help and I didn't get it from anyone. And now they've stepped up, not on my side, of course. And now, see, you're completely and utterly focused on negativity there. Your mind is absolutely focused on failure. I mean, you even mentioned the word, I'm a failure of a mother. No, you're not. Did you bring children into the world? The answer is yes. Then you're not a failure as a mother. Okay? Start from there. If it's to be, it's up to me. eliminate negativity from your whole persona, eliminate guilt from your persona, and start making the plans to create what it is you want to create. But your whole focus in all the messages that you're sharing with me, and by the way, thank you for sharing them, and thank you for having the courage to do that. Well done you. So now put this all together and figure out what it is you want, where it is that you want it, and when you're going to get it. Alrighty? And then make it happen. If it's to be, it's up to me. Alrighty? Kathy Fulton says, hey. Hello, Kathy. How are you? Thank you. Thank you for being here. Welcome to the show. Selafiel says, Dawn. Selafiel. Yeah, you're an angel of uranium. Emma Lorimer shared your show to me. Oh, Katie, well, thank you very much. Thank you for being on. If you're new to the show, welcome. Good to see you. Open to answering questions. That's what I'm doing. And if a message comes through, I'll share it with you. I don't hold back. I find it's better to answer questions and get people into the right frame of mind first and help you with your sort of personal development. And then the messages tend to come after that. All right. Because it's more, this world and this life is more about you. Okay. And not spirit. It's about you. Okay. So if I help you physically and mentally, spiritually, you will automatically grow. All right. Welcome to the show, by the way. Please make sure that you subscribe. Please hit that little bell icon and don't forget to hit the like button. I really need that. Hit the like button, share the show. Thank you all for sending your love. It's very, very appreciated. This is our darling Puffin. Karen says that La Coviti, any message? Well, I've been giving messages out all evening, my love. So I'm not falling. Doesn't matter what my mother says, Dawn. Oh, you sweetheart. I love this saying when Leona says, when yous come to Ireland. Oh my God, I haven't heard that for yonks. When yous come to Ireland. that's actually a very common euphemism where I grew up. See yous lot. she's going to do an Irish cuddle cake. And Leona, tell you what, don't bother waiting until we come over to Ireland. Just send it over now. In fact, I'm going to let you all into a secret. It was a secret up until right now, but the thing about it is I'm going to be in Ireland on Wednesday. I'm going to be in Ireland, but I'm only going to be in Ireland for 48 hours. So I'm going to be over there doing business and so on and so forth, and then boom, back again. So I'm actually going to be on Irish soil this coming Wednesday. There you go. Stacy says, hey, finally caught you live. You caught me. Good to see you. Thanks for being here. Leona, now listen to Dawn. Leona, listen to Dawn. This is good. She learns everything from me, by the way. Dawn does, you know. It's important you understand that. Start being your own biggest fan. If nobody else is cheering you on, then you do it for yourself. I'm sure your kids adore you. Okay? I taught that to Dawn many, many moons ago. May says, liked and subscribed. You darling. Thank you so very much. And Katie says, already subscribed. Make sure you hit the like then, Katie. Please. So big hi to everybody who's watching around the world from all different countries. In fact, one of those countries tonight is Egypt. So everybody listening to us in Egypt tonight, thank you for being here. If you're listening to me in London tonight, which we worked out the other day, that was about 70% of the people that listen to the UPRN network is in Europe. And abroad. So wherever you are in this world, if you're watching our show tonight and you're listening to our show tonight and you're listening to it later on, a huge welcome to you.
you can come and talk to me if you'd like. If you want to find me directly, you can obviously find me on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and all of those other different places. But the easiest and fastest way to get to me is go to my YouTube channel. Sorry, not my YouTube channel, my website. I'm going to put the banner up so you guys can all see it. There we go. The fastest place to be able to get to talk to me is go on to my website, www.paulfrancis111.com. And in there, there will be a message connection section. So you just click on the message section and send me an email and it'll get straight to me. Alrighty. I usually get past and get back to you really, really quickly as soon as I can. But as you can well imagine, I'm going to be a lot busy. So we got Johnson Reader, Johnson being the operative word. Okay. Reader, not so much. I would definitely not be using this person, and more likely to be a ripoff merchant of the highest level. Alrighty. So this Johnson, you really don't want to be a part of, right? So May says, Ontario, Canada. Now, Canada is on the list for my tour. Canada is on the list on the tour. I'm supposed to be coming into the United States, supposed to be starting a tour in New York. Then I'm going up to Canada for a couple of dates and then doing, I think it's 10 different states, finishing in Florida. Bird, not nerd. No, I was right the first time. Tomorrow's the first day of my new life. There you go, girl. There you go. There you go. You got it. Tomorrow is the first day of my new life. And tomorrow you're going to get up. And do you know what you're going to do, Leona? You're going to look at yourself in the mirror and you're going to go, do you know what? I really like you. I really like myself. Because you should love yourself, okay? If you can't love yourself, how can you expect anybody else to love you? Alrighty, you're going to let go of the past. And you're going to let go of all of the negativity that ever affected you in the past. You're going to learn lessons from those particular scenarios. And you're going to take them forward to make your life fantastic. Alrighty, you're going to have a beautiful house. You're going to have a great job. All your kids are going to be around you. And you're going to have the love of your life as well. Oh, and a dog as well. Alrighty, I'm seeing like a kind of a goldeny reddy kind of colored dog. Not too sure what it is, but it's a dog. It's got four legs and woofs. So you're definitely going to be there. Katie says, my dog has been very poorly lately. Do you see him recovering soon? Weirdly enough, I was just literally talking about a dog there. That's amazing. Right, St. Francis is one of the St. Francis of Assisi, actually happens to be one of my guides. So I've really put that question out to him. Check the diet, Katie. Okay, check the diet. So there's something about the diet that they're drawing my attention to. Okay, and I don't know whether I'm supposed to draw your attention down to the liver area. Okay, so check the diet. Check his intake of water, or her intake of water, if the case may be. But they're bringing me to the lower parts. So it's, and I just keep seeing diet and water, and then see kidneys. So there's something about that. But I don't see negative failure. Alrighty, so dogs are resilient. They are. They're really resilient. They're stronger than us humans. Way stronger. Okay? That's how they're able to give unconditional love. Because they're stronger than we are. They don't get messed up with stupidity that we fill our heads with. They have a heart that they fill with you. And they're going to hang around. Alrighty? Whichever the second vet, whatever that means, the second vet that has a good bead on things. Whoever the second vet was, has a good bead on things. But remember, as much as the dog is strong for you, you've got to be equally strong for the dog, Katie. All right? You've got to be equally strong because it feeds off of your energy. Okay? When you're down, sad and down, you notice it drops down as well. Automatically, it drops down. So you got to be upbeat and know that it needs to know that you're there and you're supporting it and you're going to care for it and protect it. And it will feel that just through your energy.
It's not ready to give up. Don't worry. When Sudbury, no idea. Julie Sharp says, love your positivity and humor, Paul. I learn things every day. Thank you, Jules. I appreciate that very, very much. Yona says, thank you, Don. Means a lot. Looks like there was a scammer on here and the comments are going, yeah, that's because I just eliminated him, Suzanne. But yeah, scammers. They're the ones that called Johnson. I've said. My dog, Lucky Girl, she's around me. I feel her when I feel her. She was blind. Oh, May, beautiful. Yes, they go to the same place we do, and they have spirit energy, and they can connect to us from the other side of life too. And here's the cool thing. They can actually teach our new dogs, the new furry animals that come into our family. They can teach them from the other side of life. I've seen it happen. Physically watched it happen. Thank you so much. I'll get that checked out immediately, says Katie. My darling, we send you lots of love. And his name, when he introduced himself to me, he just said, Frank, okay? Just call me Frank. And those are the actual words he said to me. And it was about, well, 6 or 7 years into my career when he pulled his hood back. And I thought, I know you. And he said, you would know me as St. Francis, but just call me Frank. And I just, when you asked me that question, I put it out to him and he came back and then he just showed me the shape of a dog, pointed down like that. And he went this, then he went food. Okay. Keep strong, my darling. Great messages today, Paul. You have taught, Ronnie says, great messages today, Paul. You have taught me some of these things too. And every day is a new beginning. Stay positive, Ronnie. That's it. If it's to be, it's up to me. Can I be successful? Absolutely. What is success? What do you want? People don't answer that question. They don't ask themselves that question. They go, I want to be successful. What is success? What do you call successful? You know, see, when I get up in the morning and I get my daughter to school and I get back in time and I get my first cup of coffee, success. You see what I mean? It's all a matter of scale. What is success? When you're setting goals out in life, and this is to everybody, to all y'all, when you're setting goals out in life, first of all, set goals that are achievable. Okay. Don't set goals that are not achievable. Don't be going like, you know, I want to be the first person to walk in Pluto's rings. Nah, not going to happen. Okay, so, well, it probably will happen, but not in your lifetime. So set yourself goals that are achievable and set multiples of goals that are achievable. And what happens then is you start getting used to achieving goals. You start getting it. It's going to be a common thing for you to achieve. And then you start setting different goals that are a little bit more challenging and you start achieving those. And then your whole modus operandi is that you're an achiever and you will automatically achieve everything you set out to do. So, Ronnie, know you're good enough, know you're strong enough, and know you have everything you need to be super successful. Boom. That's coming from your teacher. Leona says, we have our Frenchie Bulldog. She's that color. Oh, wow. Cool. There you go. You mentioned dogs, Paul, says Julie Sharp. Minding my daughter's dog. She jumped up at me when you mentioned dogs. Cheeky, she knows. She's not lying on my couch. Love it. Absolutely love it. Okay, I did see a lovely young lady come in. Amy Brown. Nice to meet you, Paul. First time here. Amy, welcome. Welcome to the show. How wonderful to see you. Thank you for taking the time out of your life to be here. I appreciate that very, very much. Thanks. Lovely to see you. Don't forget to subscribe to the show, please, Amy. And more important, hit that like button and hit that little bell icon. So every time we release a show, you'll be told in advance, oh, Paul's about to release a show. Here you go. Boom. She's sent me another message. It's amazing how positive you are. It makes me want to get up in the morning and be happy, even if something bad happens. I should stay. But yes, absolutely right, Amy. You know what? It's a misconception that everybody thinks bad things are bad. They're not. Because, listen, okay, let me just point out some bad things. Okay, burning your hand on a flame, catching your hand in a door, walking into a wall, getting into a bad relationship, making a bad decision when you're, say, inebriated, and so on and so forth. I could go on forever. But putting your hand over a flame taught you that hurts. I won't ever do that again. That hurt. I'm not going to do it again. Okay, catching your hand in a door, I'm going to be a little bit more careful because these doors can slam closed. I'm going to keep my hands out of the way. Getting in a bad relationship means I was with the wrong person. That's not going to happen again. Might, but at that time, that was the right thing to do to learn that lesson. And I can keep going and on and on and on. It's not what you do that has a bad consequence. It's how you deal with that consequence that decides whether you're going to be successful. Okay. In the darkness, there's always going to be a glimmer of light. It's easier to see the glimmer of light in the darkness than it is in the room that's completely bright. Okay. So does darkness prevail, or does it just mean the absence of light? It's usually just because the room is dark because there's no light in it. And it becomes light when you introduce light to it. In other words, when you become positive and you introduce light, and then you start seeing the answers that you need. I can't believe it's 25 past nine. Oh my gosh. Jackie Noon says, can I ask how your wife is, Paul? Well, she is, and she's home, and she's in the other room, and she's a bit sad. She is a bit down, but that is to be expected with what she's dealing with. She's dealing with type 2 diabetes, and it affects you not only physically, but it affects you very, very much emotionally. So we're dealing with a life change, but I reassured her that whatever she has to change in her diet, etc., then I will change with her. Okay, I could stand to lose a few ton, not stone, ton. So whatever she changes to have a healthier, happier lifestyle, so be it. If she has to have insulin every morning, then I will give it to her. I will be there. I will do all of the works in the blood tests, and I will supply the insulin. Okay, so whatever she has to go through, I'll walk through it with her. And that's what it's all about. But thank you for asking. Please keep coming with those wonderful messages and those wonderful sentiments of sending your energy to heal her. I really appreciate it. You guys have no idea how much that means to me. So, but the other good news is, like I said, I'm going to be in Ireland on Wednesday. I'm flying in to do some really cool stuff. Very, very, very super cool stuff. In fact, so much so that the people of Ireland that do follow me are going to have an opportunity to see me a lot more. I mean, I'm not leaving the UK completely. I'm keeping a home here. We're having a home in Ireland, but we're also going to be doing the headquarters of our company in Ireland as well. So that's another reason why I'm going there. And I'm going to be doing big seminars in Ireland where you'll be able to come over and even stay at the seminar. So there's lots of great things happening. Oh, so excited. Big, big, big stuff happening. If I didn't give you a message tonight, that's not true. Because I give a message to other people, that message can be translated to you as well. Alrighty? So if I was given a message, I'd say to two or three different people. I always say the people who got messages tonight were the ones who needed to get the messages, but also that those messages can be translated down to you as well. All right. There's going to be a pre-recorded show on Thursday night because I'm not going to be here. So I'll be doing I'm actually recording a show tomorrow for Thursday night. It's going to be good. So don't miss it. All righty. And, then I will be back on Friday in time to stick my head in the door and say hi on Roger's show on Saturday. So Roger and Faye, don't forget, you have Roger and Faye's show on Wednesday night, and you have the equally on Saturday. There are a plethora of shows on the UPRN network. Make sure that you check them out. And coming up, and you've got Michelle and Amelia's show, Outer Realms, to watch as well. That's a great show. And like I said, there are a plethora of shows on the UPRN network. It'd be interesting to find out if you guys hear who promotes me. It's interesting, man. Emma says, I'll be thinking of Johanna. I appreciate that very much. Great show, my brother. God bless. Prayers for Johanna. Thank you, Roger, my brother. You and Faye are my family, and I really appreciate you very, very much. Shani says, thank you so very much for your wisdom. Well, wisdom is there to learn, to actually, you know, gather, but it's equally there for us, for us to pass on to others. So thank you for listening to me. I do hope it helps you. My wisdom helps you. And then I do hope you take that wisdom and pass it on to somebody else. Okay. Because the more we drop the pebble into that beautiful, positive pond, the more those ripples will go out and help others. And then they'll be motivated to do their own pebbles. And so on and so forth. Great messages and lessons for today. Thank you and love to all. Bless you all. Thank you so very much for being here. Please don't forget to subscribe. Please don't forget to click the like button. And please, please don't forget to share the show. Please don't forget to do that. Don't forget to support Faye and Roger with their shows, and have a look at the other shows on the UPRN network. Tonight I'm talking to you on 105.3 to 107.7 FM from the beautiful city of New Orleans, coming to you on UPRN, that's United Public Radio Network. And I will be back sitting in this chair Thursday night, 9 p.m. for Spirit Quest, and that will be a pre-recorded show. You'll bet guys will be a part of that. And then I'll be sitting in this very chair again the following Monday. Look out for yourselves. And I mean that. Look out for yourselves. Take time out every day just for yourself. Communicate, appreciate, and validate everybody in your life so a medium never has to do it for you. Alrighty? More importantly, like we've taught the owner tonight, love yourself. If you don't love yourself, how can you expect anyone else to love you? Until I see you again, good night, God bless, stay safe, and enjoy this beautiful weather where we got it. It's not going to be around forever. See you soon.
You are listening to UPRN, United Public Radio Network, coming to you live on 105.3 right up to 107.7 FM from the beautiful city of New Orleans. UPRNTalkRadio.com.